episode is brought to you by Squash Clothing and Sugar Life.
Welcome to the Overly Excited podcast, hosted by Jack Watts and Dale Sidebottom.
Two friends with a passion for life, learning,
and all things that get them jumping out of their seats.
All right, everyone, we have had a hiatus. There's been a week off, I tell you what. Episode number 29, we are back. Excitement is in the room. And the great man is back.
Come
welcome.
On.
Welcome, Jack Watts. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Dale. Thank you. I'm very, very well. I'm a bit tired. Jet lag's hitting me. You and I were at the gym at 5 a.m. this morning.
You're looking good too, mate.
Yeah.
There's nothing like a nice little fresh tan.
A nice little bronzer.
And it's not a spray on either. That's, you've earned that.
This is legit.
You've got that. You paid for it. You went there and you got it.
This is the real deal. So, feeling good, just feeling a bit tired tonight. But, we find a way, don't we?
We do. And I must admit, I'm sitting here feeling it's nice for me not to be jet lagged.
Yeah.
I know the feeling. So thank you for making the effort because I know how hard it is. You do feel better after it. I bet you will.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
We'll touch base on that before. But episode number 29, I've got a couple of stats for you.
Oh, you love a stat.
Yeah, I thought that's just the thing we do these days. People like 29. They don't like 30.
Oh.
So when a lot of people say how old you are, it's 29,
it's
not 30.
29, okay.
And a little joke, and this is a stinker, by the way. Not even a good one, but what did the number 29 keep? Why did the number 9, I can't even say it. Why did number 29 keep checking the calendar? Because it couldn't wait to leap ahead.
Oh, it couldn't wait to leap ahead.
The podcast can't get any worse than that. Shocking joke.
February 29. Imagine being born on February 29.
I know. It'd be. When would you celebrate? On the 28th, obviously.
Well, all the 1st of March. Who knows?
Yeah, well, you never know.
Anyway,
I can't get any worse than that. That was a horrible joke and I couldn't even deliver it. So. And I'm not even the one with jet lag. So, Jacko, talk to me, mate. Mexico.
It was special. Hola, bonne nuit. No, that's French. it was a pretty special trip. Yeah, we did a couple of days in the States first.
Did you go to the snow?
Yeah, well.
Like, you said you're going to Mexico, and next minute I see you're in the snow.
Yeah.
Doesn't snow in Mexico, surely.
Hitting the slopes. we had planned like a couple of days in the States, and we were going to this Big Bear Lake, and we were going to go hiking and stuff. And then we got there and their ski season had sort of extended and they had a big dump a couple of weeks earlier and it was pure. And we just thought, fuck it, let's go for a day on the slopes. I'd never skied before.
Do you ski? You've never skied?
I went once when I was like 8 or something and, fell off the side of a mountain. My sister got cleaned up by a snowboarder, broke her arm, and I fell off the mountain, had to get picked up by the skidoo or whatever. And Dad was just taking us down black runs and I was about 8 years old. So that's my skiing experience.
Oh, I must admit, Jacko, there hasn't been many things that you're not good at.
This was a battle. It was a struggle. I mean, it's funny because I was thinking the same thing, but, how hard can this shit be?
I love your confidence.
Oh, mate, I was like, because I went with Ellen and she's Swedish and she's been, on the slopes since she was 2 years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I'm just thinking, chuck the skis on and, Anyway, we got up there and I was running into people. Like, we were on the little practice sort of just a little mountain like this. And I couldn't stop. I couldn't turn. I was falling over. I couldn't even walk in the ski boots, let alone like get out in the mountain. But, ended up finding my feet and, in true J Watts fashion, just worked it out, worked hard on his craft. And by the end of the day, I was, what was it? It's like green, then blue.
Then double black.
So we're doing the greens and then I was like, fuck it.
Give me a blue?
Yeah, give me a blue. And we got up to this blue and I'm just panicked. And once you're up there, the only way is down.
It's a lot harder to walk down, mate.
And then I've come down and just eaten shit, bang, over. Lost both the skis. Poles everywhere. Had to trudge back up the mountain to get my skis. And so, I'm definitely a green run at the moment, just finding my feet. But it was
you enjoyed
beautiful.
It though?
Yeah, loved it.
It's amazing, mate. I reckon it's my favorite thing to do in winter.
Really?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it all over the world.
Really?
absolutely love it. But I was fortunate too that I and I'm
helps
I'm
being half 3 foot nothing. Yeah, helps being right next to the ground. But
when I fall, I don't you'd fall
be a
far.
Good, you'd be a good scare. You'd be I wouldn't mind seeing you.
No, well, I think I'd be better than you from what I've heard.
There's no doubt about that.
But I think it does help probably being a little bit smaller. I would have loved to see you like big boy.
Yeah. Oh, out of looking control. Looking like a baby deer, just like
Bambi, just legs going everywhere.
I've got some footage. Hold on.
I'll look forward to it.
I'll give you just have a look. This is me by the end.
I thought you would have just been, you know, I think skiing is one of those things.
A natural?
Well, you are a natural at everything I've ever seen you do. I think skiing is one of those things, all being in the snow, unless you do it from a young age. It is very hard to pick up. Here we go. We've got Jacko. Oh, wow. Oh, you're going all right,
mate. That's all right. By the end.
You're not snow ploughing. That's where you do pizza, fries, pizza, fries.
Mate.
Oh, mate, that's a good effort in one day.
Mate, by the end, I was like, I didn't stack it on the last.
I must admit, you don't look very smooth.
No.
I'm glad you got a helmet on. I'll be honest. That's probably the most important thing you can need to have on. Mate, that's good.
Yeah, it was good fun. And by the end, I was addicted. I'm like, oh, get me to this. Like, we're going to Buller. Like,
nah, go to Queenstown.
I know.
It's better to go over to, like, go spend 4 days in New Zealand.
But to do it easy, I think Alan might have house or one of them's got a house up there.
Well, it's always nice when you got somewhere to stay. So anyway, you went to the snow. So I'm glad you shared that with me. Like, your jet lag today made me feel a bit better. I saw that. I'm feeling a bit better about myself. No, good on you, mate. That's very good.
It was good. It was pretty cool to see her.
So whereabouts were you?
A place called Big Bear Lake. It's crazy. We're in LA, which is, you know, hot weather and blah, blah, blah. You drive an hour and a half. Up to this mountain, and then it was just dumped everywhere and just amazing. So, had a really good sort of little day there. Then we drove down to San Diego and then flew to Mexico and just had the house for 2 weeks, 10 days or something, and it was just beautiful. Like, stingray, you could just see the stingrays out of our front, like on our balcony, just looking at the house was on the beach.
How nice is that? Like, people are happier when you can see water.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why.
Yeah. Is that like a fact?
Yeah, it is 100%. Yeah. People live near the beach, I think it's 10 or 20%. They're happier. Mm. And that's not just people living on the beach. It's like, that'd be us. You know, we live near the beach. We're very fortunate. But actually living on it.
Yeah.
Imagine waking up to that every day.
Oh, mate. The sunrise. Oh, you just look at it. Phenomenal. Yeah. But no, it was good. I mean, first international trip with the girl and, you know, you find out a lot about each other.
You do. And do you want to go any deeper on that? You are pretty good at, like, I don't bait you much. You sort of normally just tell me things. I'm like, oh, I didn't expect that to come out.
I'm more than happy to talk about her forever. She's a star.
You're smitten. And listeners, I must have been very smitten this morning. I haven't seen the great man at the 5 o'clock class for a while, and he was very happy of life and himself. And he didn't tell me about skiing, but more importantly, how the trip went.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty brave, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Very brave move, what you did, I feel.
But I agree.
I'm all for it. Like, why wait?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
If you can't travel with someone anytime, it's never going to work.
Exactly.
But most people don't do that.
Within two
months.
You're
not most people, though, Jacko.
Within 2 months. Well, that's what I love, like, that she was up for it, too. Yeah. You know, like, we're just sort of really getting started, and it's like, all right, let's go to Mexico and LA and fucking travel around the world for 2 weeks. So it was a risk, and it was, but I think we're both, once you sort of, when you got an idea of someone, it's like, you know, we'll make it work. But and look, granted, there was times where, you know, you're stressed and but it was it's really nice with her that we can sort of just communicate it and talk about it.
Ooh, very powerful.
And talk about it like adults and not get too like emotional and so it was beautiful. And then, you know, just being able to jump on the slopes with her, and then, you know, next minute, like when we first got in, she was like, let's go to the gym. Like, I just love that so much, you know, like being able to do that with your partner. Like, usually it's me off on my own, you know, having to go there, and she wants to go and do something else or whatever, whereas, you know, pretty similar interests. And she stayed over the night, we got back, so if that says anything, you know, we still wanted to see each other even when we got home after 2 weeks in each other's pockets. think something's going well. So,
you know. Great man. Yeah. He's glowing. It might be the tan, might be the jet lag, might be the ability to ski after one day, but I think it's more than that. Nice to see you, mate. Yeah. Nice to see you.
No, it is.
I That's think, good. And we've spoken about this before. I know you mentioned when you went to Europe with Will. Traveling is the most, the biggest leveler on every level.
Yeah.
Like it shows the true personality and traits of just about anybody in any situation.
Yeah.
Because as you said, you had great times, but there would have been stressful times.
Yeah.
And that's part of traveling.
Yeah.
If you can navigate that, mate.
Exactly. And that's what I reckon is so good about it, isn't it? Like, it's pretty easy in your comfortable home environment to put your best self out there 24/7.
Yep.
You know, but it's when you've had no sleep, you've flown over 14 hours, you got a delay, you know, your flight's cancelled. That's when you really see, you know, like how does someone sort of act and treat other people and, you know, those sorts of things. And, you know, when you've, it was just an awesome couple of weeks to really get to know each other and, you know, and the fact that we're still
going strong.
Yeah. It's a pretty good sign.
I think it's great.
Yeah, it was amazing. Swam with the whale sharks.
Was there a big whale? Or was that a whale shark?
It was a whale shark. So they're the biggest fish in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But we swam. Yeah, they can get up to, I think she said 20. No, it couldn't be 20 meters.
I think they can get up to like a couple of bus, like a couple of.
So we swam
Bree's an animal, like she's an environmental scientist, like did animal stuff. We went to Galapagos Islands in South America and I got a real big lesson on animals. I was like, that's just swims in the water. I had no idea. And she was telling me all about it. I remembered that.
Yeah.
But they're huge.
Yeah, yeah. And just like friendly giants. So we swam with a 5 meter and a 7.5 meter whale shark. And so, and like
just. They're harmless, aren't they?
Harmless, yeah. Just so friendly and docile. They do swim pretty quick, so you got to sort of go with them. But yeah, like it was just one of the bucket list items for me. Like I just love, you know, any animal really. And they're sort of like the biggest fish in the ocean and they're friendly. And it's, you see all the videos of people with them. So I was always on the radar. And then we didn't really have it planned. And then the day before, it was like, it was going to be a good day over there, no wind. And we just sort of thought, you know, why not? Let's give it a crack. So that was pretty special.
Did some paddleboarding, I saw.
Yeah, nice little paddle. Like, wake up 5 a.m. and the sunrise coming out over the ocean.
Yep.
And like, I'd just get out in the paddleboard, go for a bit. And there's these big rays just like 10 meters off the shore. Fish flying around everywhere, dolphins, like, it was pretty spectacular. And then Ellen just loves her food, so we just tacos and burritos and nachos and all the rest of it. So
any tashimi?
They actually had some of it. But we
hope you didn't smell it more.
No, we steer clear of the tashimi.
Shammy your car, everyone. That's how you get the dirt off.
Yeah.
They do have, I've never been to Mexico, but they do have amazing cuisine.
Yeah.
Like,
so good. Fresh.
Yeah, we eat it all the time here.
Yeah.
So exactly. It must be incredible there.
Yeah. Yeah. You just, and like, just going down to, like, we were pretty secluded. We're in this little sort of beach town called Los Barriles, which is like, you know, hour from any big city, really, just out on its own. So you just go down, we'd find these little local, you know, restaurants like run by families and you just go in there, it's the best fresh stuff, like, yeah, pretty amazing. So you know, by the end we were the locals there, just down at Los Barriles, you know.
You would have stood out, obviously. Yeah. Big lad.
Yeah.
You don't really blend in, mate.
And I don't mind chatting to people don't either. So, you know.
I would have never known. Jeez, I'm learning so much about you today.
But no, it was great.
Highlight, Jacko. Like, can you? I know it's really hard.
Yeah.
Was there a moment when you? I'm sure there was a few of these, like you said, each morning the sunrise, you're on the beach. Yeah. Was there one moment where you just like? You had to pinch yourself because like in the moment present, just like, wow.
Yeah, it was like several of those. Yeah, several of those, really. Like, even just like waking up and just looking at Ellen and just thinking, you know, how lucky we are. And like, you know, she's just sitting there. She's a night owl, so she sleeps like she could sleep for Australia, this woman. Like, just out like a light, doesn't wake up, nothing. So, like, just seeing her.
The
like,
opposite of you.
The opposite of me. I'm just up in the morning, like, ready to go. And, like, she doesn't, it's good though, because I come to the gym in the morning, she barely hears me, like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
You know, when I come to the 5 a.m., she's just out, come back, she's asleep with the dog. But, yeah, a lot of, like, just pinch yourself moments. I think, like, honestly, the highlights for me, it's, like, just the real little things. Like, you know, there was this little acai bowl local place there that we'd go to most mornings sort of thing, and they had a chess board, and we both just played chess, and that was, like, you know, so much fun.
Yep.
Like, and then, you know, just making a little cocktail at 5 o'clock after we worked over there in the second week. So, you know, you get to like 5 o'clock.
Oh, so you're on the tools over there?
Yeah, yeah. Just a couple for 3 days. Yeah, she had to work, so I thought,
I may as well
match up. And yeah, just those little things like sitting out the back reading a book, or you know, she's doing a little Sudoku and
you Sudoku. Know,
yeah, she's
1 to 9. Loves
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, but I've never been any good at those.
Really?
Nah.
It's my forte.
Is numbers, it?
Yeah. Although I did screw a couple up, which I was a bit. Disappointed, you know, when you get in and you're like, oh, I fucked it, like it doesn't work.
You got
out.
That far in,
something's happened. I've done one,
and you can't go back and find it. Back. Yeah,
so I was pretty disappointed in myself, but
you'll get over
but
it,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, no, it was all a bit of a highlight. I mean, waterfalls. We went to this like hot springs place, and it was just stunning, like middle of nowhere. And you go exploring up and jump. We found this little sort of hidden little, you know, water hole, and it was just us two, and it was pretty special. And I've jumped up on this rock and Alan, I've got to do a backflip. Oh, nah, don't kill yourself, blah, blah, blah. She's, you know, I'm a bit psycho. She's a bit more reserved. And I've jumped in and then I've said, come on, jump in with me and give me a hug, you know. And she comes in, she's giving me a hug. And then she just starts screaming, like freaking out, and jumps out. And she goes, what the hell is that? What the hell is that? And these two snakes, like big sea snakes, are just swimming past us. So we're swimming in this water hole with these big snakes.
Oh, that would do. Oh, I thought you meant your snake. That's creeped me out, Jack. I freaking hate snakes.
Really?
Oh.
I jumped back in with them. Went back and did the backy. But they're just like, you know, I hope they're harmless. I assume they're harmless, but.
Well,
that kind
they
of
must
stuff.
Be. They didn't.
Yeah.
You got away with it.
Yeah, exactly. I love that kind of shit. Just exploring and having fun. And yeah, back to reality now.
Back to reality now, mate. You'll get over your jet lag. I love that. I think it's. And you remember those things.
Yeah.
I remember like the first few trips we did and. I think that's when you realise that you can be with someone.
Yeah.
Like you already know, there's things you love about them and you get along well and friends and all these things, but the true side of somebody comes out when it's just both of you outside of both your comfort zones in a completely different country where so many things are hard.
Yeah.
It's so amazing, but so many things can go wrong. And
it's so true. Like, and that's the thing, like, it was funny with her. I think she sort of wanted it to be wanted everything to be perfect. And I was like, Alan, we're going to have things that you're going to have things that piss, like you piss me off at times. I'm going to piss you off. Definitely. Like if you can deal with me for 2 weeks without getting pissed off, you're superwoman. So, you know, it's all right. It's fine. Like I think, and that was, it was good to sort of have these, like we had just like, that's the other highlight, but probably just like conversations with her, like really getting deep and, you know, breaking stuff down, like what makes her tick and what gets her angry and what gets her stressed and what, and you know, what I need from a partner and what she needs from a partner and all those things. Like you really sort of delve into those because, you know, whatever it might be, you know, things that, that came up, but, you know, you, when you're traveling, you do really sort of see those things. And for us, you know, just, to be able to really be honest and just get them out there and speak about them with each other, because you know it was probably like after the first few days we were like we went out on the first night in LA, then we went up to the mountain, had a big day of skiing, then I had to drive 4 hours down to San Diego, and then we catch another flight down. You know, it was pretty like non-stop and stressful.
Yeah, and you're tired.
Because you've flown over there and you're cooked, and then she's not. You know, the little things, whatever it might be, like, you know, comments on or like says something that I said that, oh, that's wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's right. And it's like, what, you don't trust me, or you don't value my opinion, or you don't, you know, these little things
that aren't big things but become big things,
and it just becomes, you know, if you let it bottle up and you let it, you know. But there was, and then we just sort of got to Mexico, and we just had this beautiful chat that night, like, how you going, like, you're all right, like, how's everything, I can tell you're feeling a bit stressed, and I can tell this is happening, and you know, what is it about that makes you feel that way? Like, why so is good. It, you know, and it was really nice to sort of work through that and then, you know, have just the most amazing couple of weeks, so.
But that's what traveling allows you to do, to be in those situations that brings out things that you wouldn't normally see.
You wouldn't see it for the next 12 months.
And, but then it's because it's just both of you.
Yeah.
You don't have a fight and I'm not talking to you or whatever, but you're there by yourself.
Yeah.
And you can really break it down.
Yeah.
What triggered you there? Like, I don't know, like, but then you see the best of sides, and yeah, I just think traveling is the most gratifying thing on so many levels, particularly you're in a beautiful place, but I bet you think how lucky we are to come back here.
Yeah.
Like, and it just reminds you of that.
Yeah.
But also, what it allows you to do with the person you're with. And I feel now there's only a very small amount of people I could actually travel with because I know what I need.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's, you only get that by traveling with people.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, it's an interesting one, but
it's good, mate.
But yeah,
very good.
Yeah, exciting. So, but what about you? What's been happening in the last 2 weeks? This MC, Master of Ceremonies, at your sister's wedding.
Got the old MC gig, mate. We've spoken about this before.
It's not an easy gig.
We get a few of these. Oh no, I must admit, it's always nice when you get asked to do it. It was my sister, obviously, and so I was very happy to do it. But yeah, I'm probably at the stage where now I don't really want to do it at weddings. If anyone's listening, they've got a wedding coming up and going, no, people are like, I find it hard to say no.
Yeah.
You just feel like you're always working.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. Like, don't get me wrong. It was really nice to be part of it and share, like, add to my sister's day, which was really good.
Yeah.
actually got a little, I don't know if this guy listens or not, but, have you ever, like, because I'm a bit out there. You know, I had everyone rocking. I played this game. I started with a game. So Timbo, who married my sister Hannah, he goes for Richmond. So I just Googled, it's called 1-2-3, this game. So I Googled players at war number 1, 2, and 3 for Richmond. So said Timbo's favourite player, Rory Hilton, Darren Gaspar, and Duncan Callaway. A few people got a laugh. Not many people know them. And then my sister goes to Essendon. So I said Mark Harvey, Mark McCurry, and the fish Paul Salmon. They're their favourite players. And then I got them doing this game, everyone up, and it like went off. I knew it would. I was just a bit nervous. Like,
yeah,
I
could see you never know for sure.
Never. I'm like, my sister was looking at me like, what's he doing? And I'm like, nah, you know what? I believe in what I do. I know it'll work. Anyway, I did it. I had it rocking. And then I had a couple of gags, and then the speeches came. Anyway, the best man had a bit of, he was pretty happy with himself.
Okay.
He had a go at me. Yes.
You would have taken that really well.
No, but I normally, you know, like, has that ever happened to you?
Nah.
Nah, me
what,
either.
In what way?
Oh, I just.
Like when he gave the speech to everyone?
He got up and he goes, oh, Dale, you're doing a great job. This is how it's done, you know.
Big dicking going on.
That's exactly what Bree said. She goes, he was big dicking and you big dicked him again.
So you didn't just accept it. You came back at him.
I sat there and was talking and he was very good.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was too confident and happy with himself. You know, I'm like, I can't have this, Jack. So
you're giving him one back?
I just went up and... Did the old mic drop on him? And
this is actually making me cringe sitting this. No, so you've gone at him.
Oh, just
what'd you give him? What'd you give him?
Well, he sort of. So, I thoroughly thought about it the whole time he was talking. I'm like, should I do this? Or as it was very calculated.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Tim, who married my sister's bald and he's got a bit of a beard. Anyway, the guy, I'm not going to say his name, but the guy that did it, he looked identical, like bald and a beard. And the other groomsman had a heap of hair, no beard. So I got up and I said, I didn't really know that. I really feel sorry for, and I'm not going to say the guy with hair, but I really feel sorry for, if you maybe had to shave your head, grown a beard and look like the groom, you could have got the opportunity to stand up here and peacock like that. And then his name rhyme with something else. And I did this little rhyme and just mic dropped and everyone lost it. But now I'm saying it, I feel like a wanker. pretty happy with myself at the time.
You were stoked.
And,
you
that,
were
and stoked. The best thing is, Jacko, he couldn't do anything about it. He can't come back he up and have another back. Go.
You got the last laugh.
Anyway, I felt I've thought about it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Did you go over afterwards?
I had a chat with him and that, but I could tell, like, there was a bit of tension.
Well, sometimes, you know, sometimes people need to be pulled down a peg.
He did. He did need to be pulled down. And I had a lot of people coming through tonight.
Because he started it.
He, 100%. Anyway, so, I was a bit, I normally let those things go when I'm talking and stuff, but I had a couple of beers and I was like, you know what? I didn't appreciate that. I'm not getting paid to do this. I don't need to be, and he was doing it for a cheap laugh.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to get you here. Yeah. I'm not going to put you down. I'm just going to articulate in a way that makes you look silly.
Yeah.
I think I did it well. But anyway, so I did the MC.
That's good. I love that shit. Fuck. I've done a couple where I've said some jokes and they just, it like hasn't landed and I've been thinking about it for weeks. Mm-hmm. And like I remember, I can't remember whose it was. But
I remember you saying, I think it was Gorney's.
Gorney's, yeah, mate, yeah. And I just, and like everyone probably, no one probably even gave a
no,
fuck.
No, but you remember
in your
it.
Own head.
Yeah.
And, you know, just little gags about someone or Gorney was like taking over the captaincy or something and I made some joke. And it's just like, for the rest of the night, I'm thinking, oh, that he hates me now.
Yes.
And it's like, fuck, like, I don't know. It's just almost like, and then from that point, I just play it safe now. Just
I know, but that's where, like, and this is what I've said, it's not about you as the MC.
Yeah.
You want to add to it, but same jokes never work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's what I thought I'd do a game.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was, like, it actually worked.
Yeah, perfect.
But that's what I do, I suppose. But it's a very hard gig. I've spoken to a lot of people about it. They've, like, do it as well. And it's a very hard gig to
some people
do
are,
right.
Some people are amazing. Like I've had, we just had this one. It was a duo, and his name's Ben Simons. And he's just
two first names.
Yeah,
ooh, trustworthy.
Trustworthy. Yeah, this man is actually one of the more trustworthy men on the planet.
Sorry, Ben Simons.
But just nailed it. Just nailed it. So funny and like. You know, there's no cheapies, like not bringing anyone down, but just hilarious. Like very well thought about. And I don't think I have that much time to prepare. I don't prepare that much. I just sort of jump into it. Whereas like, I think the people that do it really well prepare and put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah. I didn't look at I think it comes because I do it for a job. You know, I talk all the time.
Mm.
And you get particularly some of the student sessions. I get kids rip me and abuse me and very good at articulating ways, but I don't think an MC is about putting anyone down.
No,
anyway, I did, and bad luck, buddy.
Bad luck.
Yeah.
Well,
so anyway, MCing, it's a lovely thing to be able to offer.
Yeah,
but it you're basically
telling all your mates. Don't come to me.
Nah, well, most of my mates are married. I'll do it if my other sister wants to get married, and if she wants me to, she may not want to.
Yeah, Dale, you can just enjoy the night,
Dale, you worry, maybe throw some petals and you can be a flower boy or something. I don't know. It's nice to be part of it.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's
an honour. It is nice that they've trusted you
to do it with a
responsibility for their
day. Yeah, and I didn't want to stuff it up because I had a lot of family there and things like that. Yeah. So you think about that. But anyway, that's about it. Bree went away for work. So you know we've been talking about me going overseas for work. Anyway, Bree went away for 3 nights.
How'd that go? So did you get a bit of an idea of what she goes through?
Yeah, I knew what she was going through, but I was like, oh, this is tough.
So she went away for 3 nights. You had the boys on your own for 3 nights.
Yeah, and it was school holidays, so there was no kinder. The little one was in daycare.
Yeah. Exhausting?
Oh, relentless. Like, and then you finally get them down, you try and do some work. Mm.
Like you just don't have the energy
Nothing. I was broken. I took them both to the gym because I was like, I want to try and get a gym class.
Yeah.
And so took them in. And there's a heap of kids like all there just on iPads and doing their own thing and that, my boys. I'm like, I can't let them out of the pram because they're psychos. In the most nice way. I love my boys. But
a bit like dad.
Yeah, a bit like dad. And the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. So I had them in the pram and just as talk time's going, so we've only been there 5 minutes. Dad, get me out, Dad. And I'm like, oh, I'm trying to ignore them. I'm like, they're not my boys. And people are looking at it, they already knew it. And then the little one's up the top and the big one's at the bottom. He starts kicking me in the head. And then I'm like, oh. So I got about 30 minutes of a workout in. Must admit, I did a lot in between because I saw them. They were just off their tits. Like, anyway, so, yeah, that's about me, mate.
That's interesting. It would have been interesting, you know, is that the first time you've had them on your own without Bree?
Yeah. Like, yeah, both of them. Yeah.
Would have been an interesting...
I've had, like, she's gone away for a night or something, but it's a lot different when multiple days.
Yeah. And, like, you know, she's not coming back and, you know, you got 3 days. And, and I mean, I guess, you know, it would have sort of given you a bit of an appreciation for when you go away for the week and she's got them for the whole week or
massive
4 days and whatever. And, you know, that's a big reason why you made these changes early in the
well,
year.
Well, I did make the changes, Jack, but then I'm like, oh, if you're going away for work.
Be the bigger man.
I am. I've just had a very good meeting today at a big school in Singapore. But no, that might be the only one, Jack. I know my reasoning. Singapore's only an 8-hour flight, 2 hours time difference. I won't get jet lag. I can fly during the day.
And good
anyway,
cash.
Yeah, well, you never know what happens here. I suppose. But I did get a bit of a glimmer. Now, a couple of things I want to bring up. Masters today. Oh, Scotty.
Far out.
Have you ever been?
I've never been. Oh, it's bucket list stuff. Oh. It's a must do, but...
Do you know the best thing about the
very
Masters?
Very hard to get.
Really hard. Yeah. Do you know the best thing about it? You're not allowed to take a phone in.
You haven't been.
I've never been.
Oh, thank God. If you had been to the Masters before me, I would have been...
Why? Because I drive them so well off the tee.
Well, just because I love golf.
I love
so
golf
much.
Oh, I know, but... No, so the thing I love...
No phones.
You're not allowed to take a phone. Can't run. You still see people run, though.
A little waddle.
They're probably Aussies. They want to get their seat in the right spot.
Yeah.
You watch everyone there and everyone is present. The only thing they're holding up are binoculars.
Yeah.
It's the most... There's nothing that compares to that.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, and that's amazing.
No, it's so funny you say it. Like, I had a bit of a fucking funk day today. Like, just... I was tired and I had a shitload to do. And first day, like, well, back at work, but, you know, a lot to do at work. But I was just fucking on my phone, like Instagram, doing pointless shit because I wanted to put off doing the other stuff.
Delaying it.
And I just like, even it's just like the phone is such a big thing, isn't it? And like, even when we were away, like Alan's on her phone a lot. So I was like into her, like, get off your phone. And then I come back and you like today, I'm just on my phone. Like, it was so bad. And I've like spoken to a few people who were there, who went to the Masters actually. And they were like, not having your phone.
It's the best.
The best.
It's like, liberating.
And I've gone a couple of weeks off Instagram and stuff before, and it's the best feeling. Why don't we do it? Oh, God. But then you think you're going to miss out and you're going to, you know, you're going to miss social things and communication.
You don't miss anything.
I know.
I've started, like, when I go places, just not taking my phone.
Yeah.
And Bree's like, what happens if I want to contact? I'm like that someone will contact you. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, but that's what I love about the Masters.
Yeah.
Like, that's hands down. All the tradition's amazing. The course is ridiculous.
I mean, Scotty's iron play as well is pretty arousing.
Oh, what about Bryson? I know people aren't here for golf, but Bryson DeChambeau made his own clubs, $10,000 or whatever, like these irons. Mm. I just love how hard he tries to rip it. Like,
the mad scientist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually like him a lot. He's pretty polarizing, but
100%. You either like him or you wouldn't. And I can see how traditionalists would grind their gears.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And he's a bit of a nerd. And he just wants to, but I sort of see him, he just wants to fit in. He just wants to be cool, but he's so not cool. He's so smart. Daggy.
He's so smart.
Yeah, he's smart, but like he's just a nerd, but. But I think he was trying to be the cool sort of different guy, but now he's really sort of owning who he is a bit more, and I sort of really enjoy him now. Couldn't quite, you know, stay up there, but...
started well.
Yeah, started really well first couple of days, but then had my little Swedish connection. So Alan, obviously big Swedish family, and Ludvig Åberg.
Yes, very good.
He was... We were really rattling him home and... You know, he was doing everything bloody well. I mean, first major appearance.
Oh, no,
first
unbelievable.
First major he's ever played
in. Scotty was incredible. Like,
Scotty's just his best player in the world. Yeah. Otherwise, he wins it.
Yep.
Like, you know, and even like that, he just had that shot on 11 where he pulled it into the water. And that was the first mistake he'd made the whole time. if he doesn't do that, he's probably right there putting more pressure on Scotty.
But so Scotty just doesn't, like... Incredible. For people who haven't watched golf, like, if you're even going to look at anything, the Masters is by far it. Amazing. Yeah. And it really just brings the best in the world to their knees. Yeah. I think that's what I appreciate about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, so good. Like, those day two and three when it was just windy and guys are just dropping, like... Best players in the world just shooting 7 over, 8 over, like having meltdowns. Like, what did Justin Thomas do? He shot 7 over the last 4 or 5 holes or something to miss the cut by one. Like, just broke him. So,
and that must be so hard. But that's why it's so impressive for the people who win it. Wrexham, back to back.
Wow, I haven't actually really stayed up to date with them.
No, I haven't either. I just saw that they've been promoted. They're in Division One now, or League One.
Are they?
Yeah. Yep.
So they've gone from amateurs.
They've gone from
the championship to now. Is it like League Three?
No, they're in nothing. They're only League Two, League One. The next one is a championship, and then it's Premier.
Really?
Yeah. Fuck. I'm pretty sure there's the four divisions.
That's pretty cool.
Mate, it's pretty epic. Mate, they came from.
I love Ryan Reynolds. He's such a sick dog. And I saw him post something like, never did I think I'd be crying over a game of football in Northern Wales. Like,
yeah.
But this is the ride of my life. Like, he literally says, this is the ride of my life. Like, and I just love that story of, like, taking something and growing it and giving it the chance to blossom, you know. Like, fuck. Obviously, they've got the cash to be able to do it with a soccer team.
It's cost a little bit of money.
Yeah, but like for even just in your day-to-day life, like for me, I love that idea of like helping someone or growing a plant or taking even like a skill, you know, like skiing now. I just want to go skiing and like get better because it's like I can feel that I'm
but you
improving.
Did, mate.
I know.
But you look
like
good in that video.
How much better you can get, like, you know, just improving and growth.
Well, you know anything, that repetition.
Yeah.
You did it for a job.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I had a funny thought today. I was speaking to an old mate of mine who plays NBL basketball, and I was sort of saying, you know.
You reckon you're going to make it?
Mate, this is literally what I said. Mate, I said my toxic trait is thinking that I'd be able to go out there and do some damage. And he goes, mate, you should give it a go. He goes, go down and talk to your old club. And then I just had this weird thought, and I was like, because obviously I'm fucking going mad on my golf, and I shot like a 76 at St. Andrews the other day, like played so well, just hit the ball so well. And then I was just thinking, all right, for the next however long in my life, you know, I wanted, if you had unlimited money or whatever and didn't have to work, I was like, what? I'd love to just like commit
golf
with 6 months.
Golf would be yours.
Golf, basketball. Even like
surely golf.
Running, like I commit to a marathon, right? And just give it, like, do it like a professional.
Yeah.
So do it the 3 sessions a day or the 2 sessions a day.
Where you're at the moment, like golf, you're already very good.
Yeah.
Like golf would be, surely that would be your choice.
Well,
running,
I want to do
it
all.
Your body might break down.
I want to do it all. I want to do 6 months intervals.
Like, what, of everything?
Yeah, everything. Darts. Like I want to become.
I've got a dartboard out there.
Extremely efficient at darts. Pool. We played a heap of pool in Mexico, and like, I'm pretty good at pool. But then this guy came in and he'd won like a few tournaments around the place, and he comes in and he's better than me, and I'm just like, I want to get that good, like, you know. So if
can't
I train,
you just lose. Like, is it? You can't just lose.
No, hate losing. I've never lost. I've just run out of time. It's an illness, but I just like once I see something, like even, yeah.
It's Jenga. Like, did you play Jenga? You want to be the best at Jenga?
Chess.
Chess.
I want to become the Queen's Gambit. I want to go and take on someone in a competition at chess. Like just anything. Like we played this Swedish card game, Skopa.
Skopa.
Skopa. And
I love cards.
So good.
It's my favorite thing to do.
So good. Do you know how to play 500?
Oh, euchre and 500 in me games, Jacko.
Let's do it.
Mate, get me and you go.
Me, you, Alan, Breezer.
Maybe.
Bree might not be able to. Because you need 4 with 500, don't you?
Someone needs to hook up the kids, mate. Mm. I do really enjoy
it. All right, let's do that. I love a good card game.
Oh, same.
Oh,
there you go.
maybe our girl Kristen Gibbo out there, who was devastated that we missed our podcast last Friday. She was messaging me on the Thursday saying, I can't wait for tomorrow. And I said, yeah, it's going to be great.
You didn't, and I didn't even... I've left where you're at.
Like, I was over in Mexico. I'm not thinking about the pod too much. But I sort of said, oh, yeah, it'll be great. It'll be a good one. And
so we had money in the bank.
She's messaging me the next day crying. Oh, no pod Friday.
Oh.
So maybe Kristen knows how to play cards and she can come join us. But
oh, perfect. Oh. 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 Obviously, I do a little bit of the planning of the podcast. Oh.
But no, it's good fun. But yeah, that's just a thought of mine. I've got the marathon this October, and so I'm going to give that a good red hot crack. But then after that, you know, might be an NBL. I might just see how far I can go.
Hey,
go and play ball with like the I don't know.
Danny Nong Stingray. No,
Sandy Sabres. Go to the Sabres. My
yeah, heart
boys.
And soul. Where you are?
Heart and soul. But where would I start? Like, you train with the under 18s, or do you train with the? No, you no, go with the,
you
straight
can't.
With the men.
You're 30s.
That's true.
You're not 29 anymore. Hey, I won't go those
well
jokes.
We're well
really
past 30.
Stinking jokes they were. Anyway. Before we finish up, we've had a few shout-outs lately. I'd like to give a shout-out, and he definitely won't be listening, but Steely Sidebottom. He plays 314th game this weekend, which passes Tony Shaw to be the second highest game player at Collingwood.
Behind Pendles.
No one will ever catch him. He'll get 400 this year.
Pendles?
Yep.
Fuck.
Yeah. I think he's like in his 380s.
Yeah.
Yes, a Steelo.
Steelo.
314. That's crazy.
It's madness.
For those two to be currently playing and obviously own those records. But, there's a lot of games of footy.
Yeah. Durable, in a good team, playing a lot of finals.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty amazing. We've had him on the pod. How good's that?
We have.
did I give a shout out to Big Woz from the gym?
You did.
I did. All
yeah,
right.
You did. You
Thank
did.
Goodness.
I saw him this morning too and said, Jacko was pretty happy with your wizardry.
He sorted out my Sonos. I'm that happy. It's so good now. I can just bang, log on to Spotify, get it on the TV, get the bass going. Oh, it's changed.
Yeah, and that's what your neighbour thinks with the joining out support and off here recently. Yeah. You're like, fuck, your Sonos.
Bad luck.
Anyway,
thanks, Woz, you're a legend.
Oh, good on you, Woz. Oh, well, there you go, episode number 29.
Beautiful.
Another great one in the books, and it's good to be back. We do have a very exciting guest next week. Would you like to...
Can I announce?
Yeah, of course, again. Well, hopefully it comes through.
No, she's on, baby. She's on. This woman, I admire this woman. She tackles at this stage in her career, a male-dominated sort of media landscape. She's on the racing. She does the footy. She does a lot of sort of media stuff. And she just, I love her sense of humor. She fucking cops shit from all these wanker fucking dudes who think they know everything about sport. And she gives it back to them twofold. And she's knowledgeable. She's a gun. So we've got Georgie Parker coming on the pod next week.
Oh, very good.
Obviously,
very
Aussie,
good hockey player.
Aussie
too.
Hockey player was described as a player of her generation.
Really?
In one article that I read, actually, she sent it to me. She said, "You got to play this, otherwise I'm not coming on." So the player of her generation, and she's a fucking legend. So I'm very keen to have a good chat to her and. Get into it.
Well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're firing. Woo-hoo! Jacko's in the country. He's jet lagged. He's feeling much better now. He's like, I want to go skiing. Well, have a lovely week, everybody. Jacko, brilliant to have you back, mate.
Thanks, Sidey. All right. I'll see you at 5 a.m. tomorrow. I'm in again.
Ooh, you will see me.
Cardio, right. Look out.
Look out. See you then.
See you, mate.